Kunstradio, Radiokunst.
Susanne Niedermayer begrüßt Sie zu einer weiteren Ausgabe des Kunstradios. Wir senden heute live aus dem RP4, dem digitalen Hörspielstudio des Wiener Funkhauses. Auf dem Programm steht Blue Stories Live Cinema Vienna Remix von Roberto Bacidalò. Roberto Bacidalò hat bereits an zahlreichen Kunstradioprojekten teilgenommen, bereits an sehr frühen Kunstradioprojekten, Telekommunikationskunstprojekten und dann auch an sehr vielen On-Site, On-Air, Online-Projekten. Roberto, welcome at Kunstradio. I just told our listeners that you have been collaborating a lot with Kunstradio already, that you have been taking part in a lot of on-air, on-site, online projects. Right. Can Blue Stories be seen as a further step in this development?
Well, somehow yes, because this normally don't present this piece in this version. I mean, not on the internet or on the radio. It's a performance piece which I present in performance spaces, but this time I wanted to make it like in a special version, like we're gonna do tonight. And actually, you know, the last 12 years I was working together with Kunstradio, involved in several projects we did. Was quite important for me, and this piece somehow is a sort of continuation, in my opinion, of something we developed in the past. You know, if I think about projects like Real Time in 93 or Horizontal Radio 95, so that's the reason why tonight, for instance, we have different audio channels, and two audio channels come out of the radio, and one channel is on the net, and at home people can, you know, switch on their toys if they want to get the entire environment, and then of course there's the video stuff as well.
Blue Stories Live Cinema Vienna Remix, Vienna Remix didn't take place, of course, but Blue Stories took place several times, but today the connection between radio and internet is actually the first time that you are trying out within this series of projects, Blue Stories projects. It's the first time that we will have this connection.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, as I said, tonight, you know, I'm gonna do this kind of special version, you know, which sounds a little bit strange, you know, when you say, okay, live cinema on the radio, what does it mean? But sound, I mean, from films actually, is very important, you know, if you think about Jean-Luc Godard and many other people, so why not to listen to the sound of a film? In any case, this is a quite weird film, because it's a film which evolves in every presentation, it is a live cinema, as it says. I mean, is a cinema which is created on site, in performance. Is not a theater piece. Of course, we can say, well, that's a performing piece. Yeah, it is. But the thing is that the history of this project is very much related into cinema history. So all the internal references and stuff like that. And the idea is to develop a series of performances, and in 1 year. After, let's say, June 2002, with this collection of materials, I could edit a so-called real film. I mean, film which could be distributed in the normal movie theaters. But, of course, live cinema is a format which doesn't exist. You know, it's a sort of, yeah, quite weird.
The basis of Blue Stories is a book of Ingeborg Bachmann. The book is called Wüstenbuch. Why did you choose exactly this book for this project?
Well, it's a book, you know, it seems sort of homage to Austria, but it's not. I mean, I've chosen the book much earlier. It's a book I like very much. It's not complete, you know, it's a book made out of fragments. And I like Ingeborg Bachmann, actually. I was working on her text long time ago, so this is a sort of continuation of that work. It's about a trip to the desert. I mean, the images of the project very much are related to that, not only because we see deserts, but because there's a concept about emptiness and open spaces, and also because this project is dedicated to two friends of mine who you know, died recently, and in strange circumstances. And so I put all those things together, and that was the right text to work on. Tonight I'm gonna use both fragments in German and in Italian, so the original one and the translation into Italian. But then this text is going to be elaborated in the future and through the next month, so it's going to be quite different. Tonight we're going to have only a few fragments.
Blue Stories ist eine Kooperation von Kunstradio Giardini Benzili und Rai.net und wir empfehlen Ihnen jetzt, wenn Sie die Möglichkeit haben, sich zu Hause in Ihren Computer einzulinken, auf die Kunstradio-Webseite zu gehen unter kunstradio.at, denn dort wird es einen Stream geben, der extra für das Internet von Roberto Bacidalo hier gemixt wird. Dazu können Sie sich den Stream vom Radio eben anhören und es wird auch einen Videostream geben.
I wanted to add one little thing because we're gonna broadcast on, you know, FM and short waves.
This is what I just said.
Yeah, thank you. And so I just would like to say something to our listeners over the border. So questa sera presentiamo questa performance. È possibile anche ascoltarla come sta succedendo ora dall'Italia, per cui sono molto contento per questa possibilità, quindi dallo studio di Vienna la possibilità di seguirlo anche altrove, grazie ancora una volta alla trasmissione in radiofrequenza che rimane una delle cose più innovative in circolazione. Saluti.
Ein Gruß an alle die über Shortwave Radio zuhören.
komme zu mir mit einem einzigen Gedanken. Die Wüste. Ich will die Wüste, die meine Augen und alle meine Nerven beschäftigt. Sie rinnt langsam in meine Augen. Fürchten sich vor der Wüste, fürchten sich allesamt. Sind in der Wüste und tun, als wäre nicht die Wüste. Als wäre nichts, nie was gewesen ist. Nichts wird nicht sein. Ich bin geflohen, ich bin also in die Wüste gegangen. In der Wüste hat sich das Licht über mir erbrochen. Die Augen und die Wüste in den Augen, erst Stunden, dann tagelang, die Haltlosen im Haltlosen, die immer reineren Blicke, immer leerer werdenden Augen, in der einzigen Landschaft, die heilt. Die Augen, die toten und ausgeronnenen Augen, lassen die Wüste nicht mehr los. Die Wüste tritt mit sanfter Überredung in die Augen, mit ihren unendlichen Zeichnungen.
use of code goes beyond radio and wire circuits. It is also sent by blinker lights, by heliograph, by wigwagging of flags, by automobile horns, and by whistles of ships and locomotives. Those who know code have peculiar and often invaluable ability to communicate. Especially in time of war or other serious emergency, the need for code takes on an added significance. There seems to be a felt need for the individual who is engaged in outdoor work or sports to know code, just as there is a felt need for the individual functioning within a group in time of war or condition of emergency. The method used to teach International Morse Code in this album was devised by Philip S. Gross, a doctor of philosophy in experimental education. The preliminary experiment for this method was performed at the Metropolitan Vocational High School in New York. The final experiment was performed at Fort Monmouth, Red Bank, New Jersey. The results of the experiments were conclusive in showing that the average operator of the code keyboard could acquire a skill of 4 to 7 words a minute within 3 to 4 hours. Normally, a similar skill takes 50 to 60 hours. necessary to describe a character. For instance, A is the combination of da-da. D is the combination of da and did-a-did. Notice that D-I-T, dit, is the final sound, while the dits was PC, the final one, are referred to as dit. Thus, it is not dip-dip-dip, but rather did-did-dit. Our first step will be to analyze the code so that you may be able to understand and recall the symbol quickly and easily as a derivation from the English alphabet. Ready? A is da-da. Look at the capital A in chart 1 and notice the superimposed dots and dashes, of course, expressed as dits and dots. Remember, A, da-da. Dip is the apex of the printed A, the da is the bar of the A. B, signal, is da did a dit. Notice, the da as the side of the B, and the did it dit as the three dots representing the loops of the B. C is da 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 dit.
Der Wüste, fürchten sich allesamt, sind in der Wüste und tun, als wäre nicht die Wüste, als wäre nichts, nie was gewesen, ist nichts, wird nichts sein. Ich bin geflohen, ich bin also in die Wüste gegangen. In der Wüste hat sich das Licht über mir erbrochen. Die Augen und die Wüste und die Wüste in den Augen, erst Stunden, tagelang, die Haltlosen im Haltlosen, die immer reineren Blicke, immer leerer werdenden Augen, in der einzigen Landschaft, die Heid. Die Augen, die toten und ausgeronnenen Augen, lassen die Wüste nicht mehr los. Die Wüste tritt mit sanfter Überredung in die Augen, mit ihren unendlichen Zeichnungen. Thank you.
Posso dire che è un po' di calma? Posso dire che è un po' di calma? Thank you. Thank you.
Sie hörten Blue Stories Live Cinema, Vienna Remix von dem italienischen Künstler Roberto Bacidalò. Live aus dem Wiener Funkhaus, eine Kooperation von Kunstradio Giardini Pensili und Rai.net. Blue Stories hat nicht nur on-air, sondern auch online stattgefunden. Für beide Medien hat Roberto Bacidalò in der letzten Stunde einen eigenen Live-Mix angefertigt. Das Projekt in seiner vollen Tragweite konnte man also erst dann erleben, wenn man die heutige Kunstradiosendung sowohl im Radio als auch im Internet mitverfolgt hat. Wer diese Gelegenheit versäumt hat, dem empfehlen wir in einigen Tagen unsere Homepage zu besuchen. Die Adresse lautet
kunstradio.at.
Dort wird es nämlich in Kürze die Dokumentation zu der heutigen Live-Performance geben, mit sowohl dem Radio als auch dem Internetstream zum Nachhören. Ich aber verabschiede mich im Namen des gesamten Kunstradio-Teams. Moderiert wurde die heutige Sendung von Susanna Niedermeyer, Technik Gerhard Wieser, Redaktion Elisabeth Zimmermann.